Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, last name B-O-N-D-A-U-E-R, 116. Michelle is here today because she's had a productive cough. A month ago, about 5 weeks ago, she saw one of my partners. She was diagnosed with viral syndrome, had reactive airway disease, was put on 2 inhalers. She felt markedly better from that. She saw me a little over a week ago. She had yeast infection. She had symptoms of yeast in the vaginal area. She was put on Diflucan. She felt like that region of her body got much better and less pruritic. She had no discharge. Today she's here because a few days ago she suddenly started feeling lethargic and sick. She's not been febrile. She feels chilled. She's exhausted all the time. Her cough is productive with a sputum color that varies between white and yellow. She has no neck stiffness, no headaches or visual changes. She has no abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea. She has no polymyalgia, polyarthralgias or symptoms that have been going on for a few days. No one else is sick at home, but she is exposed to sick people. She's a non-smoker. Hit quick text, insert PE. Hit quick text, insert AT&T. Under nose, put red turbinates. Under lungs, possible faint rouse heard right lower lobe. Assessment, dot OP colon bronchospasm plan. I'm going to cover her with antibiotics, inhalers. I'll give her some more yeast medicine. Chest x-ray 2 view was done. Official read is pending. Nebulizer using albuterol was given. There was actually a little more wheezing after the nebulizer treatment. Pulse oximeter was above 98%. I'll see her back on Monday to see how she's doing and see that she's recovering nicely, or earlier if needed.